Erevin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 8:11. This is the last Mishnah that will discuss the topic of disposal of wastewater. The setup of our Mishnah is as follows. You have two homes and two separate structures, like two separate buildings, and people living on the top story of each of those homes. So imagine there are apartment buildings that, you know, have someone living on the bottom story each and have someone living on the top story each. And just for simplicity's sake, imagine that there's like an access to the top story from like an external fire escape or something like that. So you have two people living, two separate homes, two separate structures, and between the two buildings is the chatzer down below. So the people who live up top will want to dispose of their wastewater by throwing it off of their balcony, let's say, down to the chatzer down below. So the same problems are going to apply, where if the chatzer isn't big enough, meaning if it's not 16 square amos, to absorb the water, so then you have to set up an uka, like a sump, to collect the water that will run off, so it doesn't appear that you're pouring water into the Rishos HaRabim. And the setup in our particular Mishnah is that the two neighbors that we're talking about over here both want to dispose of their wastewater in the chatzer down below, but the chatzer is less than 16 square amos, and therefore they have to have a sump, the uka, and they did not set up an Eruv. The case in our Mishnah here is there's no Eruv. So the Mishnah says, Shtei Diotos, if you have two upper residents, Zu Keneged Zu, and they are two residences that are opposite each other, and between them is the Chatzer. Miktsasen Asu Uka, Miktsasen Lo Asu Uka. Only some of them, meaning only one of the two residences, set up the sump near their home to catch the water. The other residents didn't. And since they didn't make an Eruv now, basically, they're going to want to both pour water into the chatzer to dispose their wastewater. But the lach is esha asu uka mutarin. The resident who made the uka, he could pour water off his balcony down into the chatzer down below because he knows the water will then pool into the uka, and that's going to be fine. Mind you, again, the uka has to be hold 2 saw worth of water. Esha lo asu uka, but the other guy who didn't make his separate uka, Asurin, he may not make use of his neighbor's uka when he pours water off the balcony. The reason why is because this is a separate din derabanan. Since the uka is close to the one fellow, not the other fellow, and since the other fellow who didn't make the uka, he is going to not want to filthy his chatzer and make it all slippery, whatever it is, so he's going to want to essentially get his water into the sump, the uka of the other guy. And we're concerned that instead of throwing it at a distance, he'll walk down and carry the bucket of the water into the chatzer, which would be transferring from his home into the chatzer, a kli, which is one forbidden without doing an eruv chatzeros. And for whatever reasons, Chazal saw fit to, even though it's just an Issur Derabanan, to protect the Issur Derabanan and disallow someone from pouring water into the chatzer if there's only one uka without a Erev Chatzeros. That's what the Mishnah has to say for itself. Let me just clarify that once you have one uka, it's sufficient for both residents if there had been an Erev to combine them. Meaning, even though we say each household on average disposes of 2 saw of water on a Shabbos, and therefore this uka just holds 2 saw, it's going to probably overflow both pour at the same time. That's not the point. That's not a problem. As long as the optics are good, meaning the optics that the uka is big enough to hold the water, and it's not evident, it doesn't appear that people are pouring water straight into the Sarab, that'll be okay. The only problem of our Mishnah here is the fear midirabun of carrying Kalim from the house into the chatzer, because the uka is far away, since there isn't an Arab that allows the person to carry his bucket or whatever it is into the chatzer.